prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
welcome to Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we got a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about science has discovered a flu antibody. And I bet you can't guess where they found it. We're going to talk about that and a bunch of other stuff. We'll see how the hour goes. A lot of stuff on the flu antibody and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face and I'm hitting the knees. And I pray you are also. So today's devotional puts us in Psalms 40. And it said, blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Boy, couldn't Congress take a hint. Right? Anyway, seek the Lord's face. Be blessed. The Lord will bless you. And seek the Lord's face. Mind the time, because that is the way. Time is a running out. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
All right, first up in the quacker. Here's something. Nuts. They did some studies with pregnant women and eating nuts. Study reveals if you snack on nuts while you're pregnant, your child's going to be smarter. Yeah, this is at a Barcelona Institute Global Health. And they said it's one of the first studies of its kind where they were checking the diet of pregnant women to see how certain things benefited the health of the baby. So they said a diet rich in nuts is very beneficial, especially during the first trimester of pregnancy when the child's brain is developing. So they said mothers who were eating nuts in their first trimester had children who scored higher on tests and measured better on cognitive function, attention capabilities, and even work delivery. So they said this first study to explore the benefits of eating nuts during pregnancy and the child's neurodevelopment for long term. So certain nuts that they were looking at were walnuts, almonds, peanuts, pine nuts, and hazelnuts because they contain a high level of folic acid and have other essential nutrients like omega-3s and omega-6s. And they said it seems to have an impact on the complex processes during the first trimester where the baby is developing its fetal brain development, neural functions, and nervous system, and so on. So eat some nuts. It helps out the neural tissue, according to the research. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, polyphenols that you find in some foods helps fight obesity. This is researchers out of Ohio State University. They say they're worried about the increasing obesity rates. And they said that they found if you put polyphenols like green tea in your lifestyle, it has a lot of anti-inflammatory properties, but also lowers the risk of obesity. They examined how green tea does that. It prevents weight gain or obesity. And they said it's the polyphenols that help prevent the fat cells from accumulating. So this is a study that green tea phenols and tocophenols help with the glucose balancing and the metabolism overall. So green tea, you know, Chinese tea. I love Chinese tea, oolong. All your green teas, great out there. So you'll lose weight if you drink green tea. Check that out. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about science. They discovered a flu antibody. Woo-woo! Well, the human immune system is really amazing. Now, scientists are researching for that special ingredient to put in their influenza vaccines to supposedly protect people from all the flu strains. So in October 2019, scientists at Scripps Research Institute, which is a biomedical complex, they were kind of astounded to learn that the human immune system already makes an antibody with widespread capabilities to attack all influenza strains. So we're going to check out what they found. Check this out. They want to make this universal vaccine. We've heard about this for years now. So it's kind of ironic that while science has been searching for a solution to make their universal influenza vaccine to help address any flu type of virus, they neglected to notice, hey, the human immune system already has a universal antibody and it kills all the flu strains. But according to science, we now have some pretty lethal strains of flu, some of which have been genetically altered by science and have become more lethal and infect humans and animals that once were just segregated to as an animal pathogen. Now, the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis joined the research at Scripps Research Institute, and this time they took a new approach, and they looked more closely at human immune system antibodies. So the research did get published in the October 25th, 2019 Journal of Science. So they want an immunity to the flu. So the team of scientists found that our immune system, It already manufactures an antibody. And this antibody that we manufacture ourselves can bind to influenza protein called neuraminidase, no matter what variation of the flu protein it is. So this flu protein called neuraminidase is how the influenza pathogen replicates to infect the host. So the protein is the outer coating, and the virus itself is easily attacked by our human antibodies. So we're told that the flu drug called Tamiflu, remember that? Well, it attempts to inactivate the flu neuraminidase protein, but there are different protein profiles on different strains of influenza cells, so the Tamiflu is not able to address all of them, which means the Tamiflu is protein specific, and it's ineffective if the virus is coated with a different protein. So an example would be, you know, the antibiotics that are ineffective against bacteria that is changed or mutated. So science also is aware that viral mutation exists with resistance to the Tamiflu already is evident. Okay, so soon that thing's not going to work at all. So the human immune system antibody has this adaptogen capability, and it can easily overcome the influenza protein variants. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Ellaby, PhD, professor of pathology at the Immunology Washington University. He says, "There are many strains of influenza viruses that circulate, so every year we have to design and produce a new vaccine to match the most common strains for that year. Now imagine if we could have one vaccine that protected against all influenza strains, including human flu, swine flu, and other highly lethal avian strains of influenza. This human antibody could be the key to designing a truly universal vaccine." Do you not see the irony here, Frank? Do you not see? We already have the antibody in our bodies. God gave us that gift. Let's look at how they did it. Well, they looked at blood samples. This is how the scientists they came up with looking into the human immune system cells is they were looking at blood samples of patients that were already sick with influenza. And they were analyzing the immune cells' response to flu virus infections, and one sample caught their eye. So the blood sample had the usual antibodies and another antibody. There was another antibody molecule that tends to recognize the flu protein as a foreign invader. So they sent the blood sample to a viral protein expert, Dr. Florian Kremer at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Now, his report noted that to a viral protein, aside from the normal antibodies in the blood, he said that there was this another antibody that attacked the neuraminidase protein on the virus. And he tested the antibody on all known protein viral strains, and he said it killed all of them. Here's what he said, quote, this is Dr. Florian Kremer. He says, "The breadth of the antibodies really came as a surprise to us. Typically, antibodies that neutralize protein neuraminidase are within a subtype of influenza such as bird flu, H1N1, but an antibody that is potent enough to cross all subtypes was unheard of. At first, we refused to believe these results, especially for antibodies to have the ability to cross between influenza A and influenza B strains is just mind-blowing. It amazes me that the human immune system is capable of this and can manufacture the right antigens." End of quote. Duh! See, this is, you're getting the mindset of science here. They think God left things undone. He doesn't really know what he's doing. And we can make the human better somehow. So they just couldn't believe reality. It was blowing their minds, Frank, blowing their minds. And they were just amazed the immune system knew what to do. Well, you got to remember his words. The next time medicine tells you, hey, there's no cure and the body can't heal itself. His admission should really send shivers down everyone's spine that the medical community actually knows very little about the human immune system's capabilities, but they know just enough to sabotage your immune system with RNA virus. vaccines. Well, let's look at the animal test, because Dr. Kramer took the blood antibodies, which demonstrated the adaptogen capability, and he tested them on mice. So they infected lab mice with what is considered lethal doses of influenza viruses. Then they injected the human antibodies into the mice and then saved the mice from dying. So the scientists have isolated one antibody, and they call on it 1G01, because it seemed to protect the mice from 12 different strains of flu and all the subtypes, A and B. So Dr. Kramer mentioned that Tamiflu has to be used within 24 hours of getting the flu or possibly won't work. And he thinks the antibody 1G01 could make an excellent optional drug, especially in intensive care situations when Tamiflu is not effective. So how are they going to make this drug? Well, in order for drug companies to be able to make a drug from the antibodies, they have to be able to demonstrate on a cellular scale how the antibody is neutralizing the virus. So they sent the antibody to the Squibbs Research Department of Integrative Structural and Computational Biology. In that lab was Dr. Zhu, and he reported that when the antibody binds to the virus protein, the neuraminidase, it does it in a, such a way to loop inside the protein to find an active site and neutralize it. He described it as if you were to take a stick and jam it in between gears. The virus can't release new viruses and to infect the host, and end of story, no more flu. This is a quote from Dr. Zhu. He says, "We were amazed at how the antibodies managed to insert a single loop into the virus's active site like a thief in the night, undetected. The structure showed that the antibodies provide such broad protection because they target the conservative residues in the active site of the neuraminidase protein. This vulnerable active site is much the same across most virus strains. There's really little variation in the active site of the virus strains protecting its ability to replicate." So that's how your antibody can kill all the subtypes, because there's a flaw in the Death Star of the virus cell. That's how I look at it. They have a vulnerable flaw. And it's across the board on all the different subtypes of viruses. It's just kind of the blueprint. And, of course, your immune system knows that. Here's a quote from Dr. Ellerby. He says, "Now that we know what a broadly protective antibody to viruses looks like and how it responds, we have an alternative approach to designing novel vaccines to influence antibodies," end of quote. That's a scary, scary thought, because Dr. Ellerby's statement, "In the development of new vaccines could produce the likelihood of vaccines disrupting or disabling your adaptive and broad antibody capabilities of protecting you against pathogens." Remember, vaccines disrupt immune system. They don't help it. Many virologists have said that in my ear. Let's talk about creating to defend. We can help our immune system defend. According to this report in Healthline, your immune system is kind of like having a mini military to defend you against all threats, disease, infections, injury. So like a military, your immune system has specially trained immune cells, which are deployed in certain instances warranting their action. So at any given time, there are 5 liters, that's over 21 cups, of lymph fluid in the blood system. So lymph fluid is made up of your white blood cells, and it's part of your immune system. So in just one drop of blood, it'll have 25,000 white blood cells. So your lymph fluid consists of the white blood cells, also called antibodies, lymphocytes, phagocytes. And this is very important, because these cells have the capability to move not only through the blood system, but through the cells, the blood vessels, and tissue. So white blood cells are designed to target and kill toxins, disease, and infection. Your immune system has many different defensive cells that it can launch to protect your health. There are killer T cells and adaptive cells, which tend to extend the use and capability of the defensive cells. Well, let's look at immune system cells, because the immune system also has cells that retain a memory for every disease you've ever encountered and defeated. So this is a database of four antibodies to draw from, which is the, where your adaptive cells get its power from to fight against new infections that you encounter. So what this is you have the B lymphocyte cells of the immune system, which are the ones that are storing this antibody memory. And this is kind of a critical piece of information because the killer T cells play a role in helping these B lymphocytes in their adaptive response to make and store these antibodies. So if we don't have healthy killer T cells, we essentially wouldn't have an immune system. Here is a quote from the book The Cell, Molecule Biology of the Cell, 4th edition. Author is Dr. B. Alberts and Dr. Jonathan and Lewis. They say the killer T cells help activate the B lymphocytes to secrete antibodies to destroy microbes. Without healthy killer T cells, we cannot defend ourselves even against microbes that are considered harmless. They go on to say killer T cells can only function when activated by an infection and are temperature specific with a fever. There has to be two signals of activation that are provided by the immune system, dendrite cells, and these cells are innate. They cannot be programmed. So if your immune system can't be programmed, what the heck are the vaccines doing? They're not helping the immune system make an antibody for squat. Think about it. Well, how do we help our immune system out? Well, there's lots of things we could do. You want to make sure you're getting a good sleep. Getting enough sleep is going to help maintain that healthy level of immune system defense. When you don't get enough sleep, it produces low immunity, makes you more vulnerable to disease like common colds, even cancer. So if you're not getting enough sleep, you may feel a little off, maybe even ill until you can catch up on your sleep. And some people get by with less sleep than others do, but research shows if you get 5 to 6 hours of sleep, it depresses the immune system. It's not working at quite the right level. Also, make sure you get some sunshine out there. I know we're moving into the winter months, but sunshine is important. The sunshine's important. So in locations that have reduced sunshine, it tends to produce what is called seasonal affective disorder, where people feel a little emotionally depressed. And when they feel that way, it also lowers their immune system. So science has proven that if we don't get enough sunshine, providing that natural vitamin D, it suppresses the immune function. And health experts are suggesting maybe just 10 minutes a day in the sunshine is sufficient, makes a big difference. And what I like to do inside the office or home is put full spectrum light bulbs. It simulates sunlight and it lifts mood. All right, stress is important because our emotional state will influence the effectiveness of the immune system. If we are overly stressed and the stress is long term, it produces a depressed immunity. Our glands can become exhausted, and then you get a domino effect of hormonal imbalance can develop. So if balance is not restored, the body's ability to react properly along with its overall function can be affected. So stress can negatively impact your heart, your neurotransmitters, your digestion, your sleep, your metabolism, and memory. So good stress relievers would be regular exercise, stretching, music therapy, praying, and also having that healthy diet. And relationships affect your immune system. If you're in a good relationship, it can improve our well-being. But if you're in a bad relationship, it can produce the opposite. Bad relationships produce enormous stress, and physical and verbal abuse is stressful and heavily impacts on the immunity. People that are involved in abusive relationships usually have suppressed immune systems, and they're frequently sick with colds and flu bugs and things. Laughter is important to your immune system. Did you know that, Frank? Yep. A good sense of humor is going to help your immune system because of the release of brain chemicals like dopamine reduces your stress level. Mm-hmm. And germs are important, too, because you want to make sure your immune system is not operating in a bubble. It needs to be exposed. It needs to exercise. It needs to encounter germs to function normally. So your immune system can't produce antibodies from germs it hasn't encountered yet. So there are lots of germs and dirt. And that's why kids, you know, that, you know, live on farms, play in the dirt, play outside, get that sunshine, you know, get a little dirty from time to time, have healthier immune systems that, you know, kids that stay inside all the time and use hand sanitizer. Yep. All right. And medicinal herbs is also important. Certain herbs help our immune system function more efficiently, quickly, and to eradicate the infection to shorten our duration of illness. Unlike vaccines, these herbs work with the immune system and don't suppress or destroy it. There are many of virologists that have admitted that vaccines do not educate your immune system to work better or to make an antibody to prevent disease. In fact, they suppress the immune system and can damage it. Ta-da. Well, I want to go over this old lesson here. During the early 1900s, when the U.S. still had natural healing schools and physicians were attending them, the Rockefeller Foundation began producing petrochemical drugs. They weren't able to convince physicians that their drugs worked better than food, nutrition, and herbal medicine, so they created the American Medical Association and then invited the natural healing schools to come under the AMA umbrella, promising them all kinds of benefits. After those schools complied, the Rockefellers hired a third-party Magellan Group to inspect all the schools, including those under the AMA. And no surprise, natural health schools were found to be below acceptable standards and were forced to close. And that's how Big Pharma got rid of their competition over 100 years ago. So the art of natural healing nearly became extinct if it were not for a few brave men and women willing to risk arrest to bring the knowledge back to the forefront. That's amazing stuff to know, isn't it? We struggle, we prevail. So what have we learned? Well, modern medicine has made tremendous headway in areas of anatomy, surgery, trauma care. Where they really fall short is the drugs that offer extreme risk. There is really no preventative care and no cures for internal medicine diseases. Actually, internal medicine diseases is the bread and butter of modern medicine with symptom management therapy. So patients are really not taught preventative care. They're not taught what medicinal herbs and diet changes can do to cure or avoid disease. Now, don't you think it's kind of arrogant on the side of science to think that they can make a universal flu vaccine mimicking your natural immune system cells when you already have those cells? We must teach ourselves that what we eat and what medicine we take can have a huge impact and help either damage our immune system. Going to take a little break, but more on the other side. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough. For the male hormone formula, call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go Green. Herb Talk Live, Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Herb Talk, and we're going to finish up our little segment on, you know, the science discovery of a flu antibody, which you already have in your immune system. You know, God's medicinal herbs support our immune system with a lot of powerful enzymes, amino acids, proteins, chlorophyll, vitamins, and minerals. So your immune system uses this nutrition to make your personal universal influenza antidote. So there are herbs that can bring you out of a heart attack, neutralize venom, protect you from frostbite, protect you from pandemics or plagues. So if you'll recall, many pharmaceutical drugs took ingredients from herbs to make their drugs. So if herbs were not effective, why did Big Pharma bother with herbs and is again looking to herbal medicine to make some new drugs? So there will most certainly come a time when everyone will need some kind of immune support, and learning about herbs and having them on hand is going to be pivotal. So call Apothecary Herbs and ask about their full line of professional strength herbal immune support formulas. They do have pandemic kits as well. Give them a call to order or to ask for their free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is up, and you can look there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Absolutely. Check them out and get a free catalog and see how powerful you can be. I just think it's funny. Immune system antibody, and we already have our own. Oh, anyway, let's see. We're going to be moving along to some staggering information that we may have forgotten. And that is, you know, remember when mom would come in and check your forehead for your fever, take a thermometer, put it in your mouth, check how hot you were, put on Vicks vapor rub on your chest. Remember all those things mom did for you, right? You know, Dr. Mom. Well, you know, I think the Dr. Mom concept is really growing in the natural area. There's this kind of reemergence of some stay-at-home moms and families that can afford for one parent to stay home with young children that are growing and needing parental influence. So families that need two incomes are finding ways to trim their lifestyle, save the daycare expenses, and mothers stay at home. So parents are figuring out that it's more important to train up their children and reduce the stress than it is to have the extra paycheck. So the parent-child bond isn't something you can add on as an upgrade at the daycare center. It's just not going to happen. So some of these savvy mothers are, in fact, you know, medical doctors that are staying at home. However, the majority of smart women looking for ways to provide better nutrition and health to their families and to do it are suspending their careers. Now, I'm not saying you're a bad mom if you have to go to work. I'm just saying, look at more options. Maybe there's a workaround. Okay. So moms are sharing their knowledge and their amazing finds that they get on the internet and also through cell phones and social media. So news travels fast and busy moms are hunting for valuable information that helps their family, helps them save time and makes them better for it. So a lot of ingenuity going on out there and smart moms are turning to, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, ingenuity, the mother of invention kind of thing to address even health issues. So the internet allows them really to research a lot of solutions for things like pink eye, fever, rashes, and all these non-life-threatening types of problems. So the pediatrician isn't the first person moms are now contacting. Think about that. So moms have their own network, their reference sites, friends, health books, Google, of course, chiropractors, naturopaths, and even herbalists. So the more moms are that are into the natural stuff, they're kind of educating themselves and their friends, and they're passing on healthy food recipes and products that they found really worked. Word of mouth, you know. So there are benefits to changing to that healthier lifestyle, and they're figuring this out, and they're figuring it out pretty quickly. Now, in 2014, I was talking to a couple. I interviewed a couple who, if you remember them, Frank, they removed all the high fructose corn syrup out of their pantry, out of their refrigerator. They wound up dumping a lot of stuff in the trash. Of course, that meant all that commercial barbecue sauce had to go, and you know how guys are, king of the grill, you know. So this husband said, oh, no. And so he was forced to make his own barbecue sauce. So he just, you know, looked in the fridge where the healthy condiments still remained, and he started mixing. And he came up with this wonderful barbecue sauce called Out of the Park barbecue sauce, and it was sold on Amazon and in health food stores, you know, like Earth Fair and Whole Foods. Some of the top magazines on the market also are catering to parents. Stay-at-home moms look for these magazines that cater to their different lifestyles and that represent them. So the suburban mom is really no longer just satisfied with a lot of media drivel, the Hollywood fashion stuff. She's looking for practical solutions that she can implement and feel empowered about, feel good about for her family's health. And she wants to learn and pass this information on. She wants healthy, helpful knowledge. And she knows that such information and tools will broaden her skill set, save time and money, and gives her options to pursue even personal interests. So if a mother is single or widowed, this information comes even more important to them. And dads are also embracing this self-sufficient approach to life. It's just an amazing thing. It's freedom. That's why. It's a little slice of freedom. So mothers that are at home are also breaking a lot of those social barriers that have made, you know, the job of the mother less glamorous and socially less acceptable. That's That's old. That's gone. So they are now accepting the printed, they are not accepting that printed tripe online or in magazines that stay-at-home mothers are boring, less valuable, old-fashioned, unsophisticated, you know, just not valuable at all. Smart moms, don't listen to that. They don't have time to waste, and they are productive, and they realize that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That's right. So moms have a very important influence on humanity, society, and the future. So women have this natural instinct to be with and to raise their children, and women work against this innate characteristic, and they will tell you it's difficult for them to place their newborn in daycare and walk away. It's stressful. Overall, mothers are healthier and more content when they tend to stay with their children. And more moms are homeschooling, cooking from scratch, learn how they can, you know, grow vegetables in the family garden, teach their kids how to do it, be more self-reliant. Homesteading's a big deal now. Everybody's doing it and very popular. You can see all these homesteading magazines all over the place. So you can find reading material and even classes on homesteading. There's a school in the mountains of North Carolina that teach you everything from basket weaving to forgery, you know, having a forge, a metal forge, and making, you know, metal products, horseshoes and that kind of thing. Candle making. Soap, how to make soap, all these practical things that were such an art for the settlers, you know, and they knew how to do all that. How to raise chickens. Frank, you have chickens. Don't you have chickens, Frank? Frank has chickens. I believe you do. I know you do. Raising chickens is, you know, kind of, we got to get back to that. People don't know how to do that. They raise them for food, for eggs. And Frank, do you just use your chickens for eggs, or do you have, you know, a roast once in a while? Is it just eggs? I mean, if you have chickens and have your own eggs, they taste fabulous. He says it's just for eggs at this time. Well, I learned from one of these classes on how to raise chickens for food. If you're going to butcher a chicken, you have to do it before it's 6 months old, or the meat will be too tough to eat. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Frank? I mean, you talk about, you get the chickens run around all day. He knew that. Frank knew that. He knew that. So parents of today are becoming more prepared and self-sufficient. I like it. I like it. So old-fashioned stuff still works, say. And being more self-reliant doesn't mean you are necessarily living like the Amish. Doesn't mean that. Stay-at-home moms are finding a happy combination of doing more for their families while, you know, they're, you know, still driving the minivan full of kids to soccer practice. And self-sufficient moms are, they're more of, they're more than the Bactine and Band-Aids kind of chick with their medicine cabinet. They have natural medicines in there to improve things like to stop bleeding in seconds, no scarring, how to nip the cold and flu pathogens in the bud, how to decongest sinuses and deal with bronchitis, pneumonia, improve sleep, reduce their anxiety. So they're getting serious about their medicinal tools, you know, and knowledge. So these type of moms that are coming up and, you know, kind of being really prominent now, they're not interested in the $20 antibiotic with a copay. They're more interested in developing these lifelong immunity antibodies for their whole family. You know, they're wanting their immune systems to become so educated as they overcome, infections, colds and flu bugs, that they're going to be healthier down the road, and they are. So these type of stay-at-home moms and sometimes stay-at-home dads take the responsibility, and they become doctor mom or doctor dad. And they also avoid those flu shots like the plague. They do. And while others are walking for the cure, these moms are active in natural prevention methods and applying natural medicines and therapies as the solution. They don't stop They're not going to stop just being proactive after the children have left the family home. They continue. They learned how to help themselves and other family members through things like menopause, bladder urgency issues, high blood pressure, osteoporosis. So, you know, it's a lifestyle, basically. It doesn't stop. So these moms are learning that the quick fix with prescription drugs does not provide the healing that they want when it comes to not only the drug risks, but, you know, the health of the immune system down the road. Smart ladies. Smart, smart, smart. I'm seeing a lot of men also get into the natural area in their own right. 12% of men don't like to go to the doctor. Frank, I know you don't like to go. You never go. You eat that garlic and you just be the garlic man. He won't go to the doctor. But 26% of women put off going to the doctor now. I didn't know that. I was like, wow. Usually women, you know, tend to just flee to the doctor's office. But not anymore. That virtual visit may be convenient, but these moms are like, is that all you got? What else can I do? I don't want to go put that drug in my kid. You know, they want something else. Of course, you know, the American Medical Association docs, they don't got nothing else. They are taught to prescribe, right? Frank says, I can die just fine without their help. Well, I've often said in kind of jesting that 007 isn't the only one with a license to kill. So men are into this. Women are into this natural drug-free zone. I mean, they understand common sense. You know, there are situations where you have to go to the emergency room, obviously. But more men and women and dads are actually seeking out a lot of natural therapies, less risk, less expense. A lot of men, you know, men are more, we've heard they're more logical than us females, but they are now researching these drugs that are recommended to them like no one else. And they just don't like what they're reading. They just don't like it. They go, my doctor recommended XYZ and I looked into that and I just decided I can't do that. But, you know, also the men are becoming more patient using natural therapies to correct long-term conditions. So that's an improvement because usually they were just like, if it's not going to help me in a couple of weeks, then I'm not going to do it. They're understanding it took them a while to get sick. It's going to take them a little bit to get better. And more men and women are reading all these side effects of the prescription drugs, and then they're looking for something more natural instead. Here is a quote from Lawrence Shea. He's a 36-year-old attorney in Randolph, Massachusetts. He says, I don't go to the doctor other than for a real emergency. It's too time consuming and they rarely tell me anything I really need to know. End of quote. Well, many healthy experts feel that men don't regularly see their physician as they should because they're afraid. Well, I can understand that people don't want to get bad news, but I think that men are skeptical that the doctor is going to offer them a genuine cure for their problem. Remember, they're into disease management. That's what the bread and butter of medicine is. So according to Wall Street Journal, the halls of medicine are trying to correct this shyness men have towards seeing their doctor. So they've launched advertising to scare men into an appointment. You've probably seen the public health announcements making men feel bad. They're aging. And in general, they're in denial about their health risk. So the TV ads are depicting men, you know, struck down before their time because they didn't go see their doctor kind of. And I think that men today are more aware of the risk of drugs and surgery treatments, and they're just searching for alternatives. Everything we put in our body affects our health, so we have to evaluate our lifestyle. We really do have to evaluate that. Step back and look at it. Cleanse and nourish the body. I learned that in herb school years ago. It just hit me that if we get the toxins out and don't recongest the system with more toxins and we put healthy nutrients in, the body can self-correct. You know, it's designed to do that. So these are proactive people. I love proactive people. They're not excuse makers, they just go, oh, I didn't know that. And then, you know, they thrive on learning something new and correcting the flaw so they can get better. So proactive people are amazing. They are part of a growing movement in the healthcare area. People are wanting to help themselves and help other family members. There was that designer of the Affordable Care Act, Frank Jonathan Gruber. He admitted that the Affordable Care Act was a total lie, and the administration lied to the American people in order to tax them 40% more for their health care, give free health care to illegals, and take over the health care industry, which was 30% of the domestic GDP or something like that. So, North Carolina Rural Health Research Program, they said 43 rural hospitals after the Affordable Care Act took effect closed. They went out of business. 43 rural hospitals. And usually rural hospitals aren't in affluent communities. So people are having to fend for themselves, find natural things to deal with their health issues. So that's at least 10,000 patients don't have a doctor now out in rural areas. Frank says rural equals Republican, and there you have it. Americans, you know, are just sick of the lies, and they're just looking for solutions to help themselves. And, you know, this repealing of this healthcare industry, you know, it's control. That's why they want it. It's not about you. It's not about you being healthier. It's about taxing you. It's about taxing you. That's about what it is. That's why I just love the Holy Scriptures. They're very enlightening. They're very encouraging. They're also correcting us in our nature. And, in Psalms 104, God has declared, herbs are here for the service of man. And these herbs are the healing of the nations, Revelations 2:22. Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, the very beginning, God says, he gave us the green herb for meat. You know, meat means something powerful, nutritious, nurturing, fortification to the body. So herbs have a lot of powerful potential. So why aren't we using them? You know, how did we get away from this basic knowledge? Well, it was, you know, corruption. It was people want to take power away, and health is just one area that you control people with. So when you learn how you can, like, get over the flu in 2 days, avoid a sinus infection or bronchitis, how to stop bleeding in seconds and not have a scar, how to reverse cataracts, right? All these things you can learn to do. And they're perfectly safe and healthy for you. So learn now. Now's the time to learn and have some sort of, you know, medicinal herbs on hand. A lot of your herbal tinctures have a long shelf life, 10 years. So the liquids are potent, they're more powerful, and they have a long shelf life. So I like those. Powders, if you go with powders, 5 years, 5 year shelf life. If you store them, obviously, in an environmentally controlled area. So if you don't have air conditioning, you know, in your house, maybe you got a root cellar that, you know, keeps the moisture down and it's cool and dry. So the powerherbs.com. They definitely have quite a selection of immune boosters, metabolic strengtheners, and, of course, herbal cleanses to remove those toxins. Cleanse and nourish, cleanse and nourish. That's huge. You got most internal medicine disorders whooped, kicked to the curb if you learn that. It's like the key to the lock, you know? It's amazing stuff. It's like the world's best kept secret. Yep. If you were listening to the first part of the show, that would be the Rockefellers and the AMA that tried to keep that a secret. So, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're on there, sign up for their free online newsletters. There's two of them. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. And they're no subscription. It's totally free, and this is going to be information you're not going to hear anywhere else, get anywhere else, and it'll be empowering for you. And that's what I like about it. Take the power back. Yeah. You know, it's like the Bible promised you so many things. God gave you those gifts. Take them back. Just take them. Because God said they're yours. And health is one of them. Health is one of them. So thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Ask for their free product catalog. They'll send it to you in the mail. You can also download a version of the catalog if you want to save it to your computer. You can just check out for free, and you get on your receipt a little link download, and you can download it. The toll-free number is, in the United States and Canada, toll-free, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And do sign up for the online newsletters. They do have a reward point programs if you register through the website. They have coupons you can use on the website or over the phone. So there's lots of ways to get really great products and save. And Frank, by the way, did I tell you on November the 6th, that's a Wednesday, I'm going to be hosting Ernie Sanders' show out of Cleveland, Ohio on WHKW. He'll be in Israel. He's traveling. Yeah. So I'll be on the Wednesday the 6th on WHKW. That's 1220 on the AM dial out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. I know his show is heard on other stations, I think in Denver, San Diego, California. Other places, I just can't remember them all. So I'll be hosting for him there. And, of course, if you, he does have archives if you missed that show, or if you missed this show here on Herb Talk, we do archive them on the America Voice Radio, website, and also on our website under Herb Talk Archives, at thepowerherbs.com. So no reason to miss this info. None at all. Listen anytime for free. I'm just about out of time, so I do love being with you all, and I love your feedback. Thank you for your feedback and encouraging words. Keep sending that in. Try to make the show better. Include topics you want to hear about. So don't neglect letting me know. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.